Good evening. I'm Brian Mills from the Department of Energy. Thank you for taking your time to attend this meeting. Your input is vital to a robust public participation process.
Sound good?
This is a scoping meeting, which is about listening and learning from you about the issues you think we should consider in conducting our environmental analysis. The reason we are here is Northern Pass Transmission is proposing to construct an international transmission line. They have asked the Department of Energy for a presidential permit to cross the border. A presidential permit is needed before any transmission line can be built across the U.S. international border. A presidential permit from the Department of Energy authorizes an applicant to construct and operate an electric transmission line across the border. The presidential permit does not authorize an applicant to build a transmission line in the state of New Hampshire. The state of New Hampshire controls that process. Northern Pass submitted a presidential permit application to the Department of Energy in October 2010 and an amended application in July 1st, 2013. We held scoping meetings in 2011 on the original proposal and have been accepting scoping comments since then. If you provided scoping comments on the original proposal, those comments are already on the public record and are posted to the EIS website. This scoping meeting is an opportunity for you to provide comments on the amended proposal, as well as to provide you the opportunity to amend previous oral or written comments. Northern Pass proposes to construct and operate a high voltage direct current, or DC, electric transmission line. The line would have a 1200 megawatt rating and would start at an AC alternating current to DC direct current, or AC to DC converter station near Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada. Crossing the U.S.-Canada border near the community of Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, the proposed line would carry current approximately 147 miles to Franklin, New Hampshire, where the DC would be converted to AC. The AC would be transmitted on a proposed 40-mile, 345-kilovolt line that would terminate at the Deerfield substation in Deerfield, New Hampshire. The Department of Energy is involved in this proceeding for one reason. The proposed transmission line would cross the international border. If this line did not cross the border, the Department of Energy would not be here. The Department of Energy has no authority to site this line. The state of New Hampshire has authority to site transmission lines in New Hampshire on non-federal lands. The U.S. Forest Service, White Mountain National Forest, has authority to site transmission lines on the National Forest. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has authority to site transmission lines on U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service refuges. Before the Department of Energy can issue a presidential permit, we must comply with the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. For this proposed project, the Department of Energy has determined the appropriate level of NEPA analysis to be an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS. The EIS will analyze the foreseeable environmental impacts that might result from granting the permit. The EIS will also identify steps that might be needed to mitigate impacts. So for this meeting, we're looking for your input into issues we should consider in preparing our environmental impact statement. Your input is important, so we have a stenographer here to write down your oral comments. Whether you choose to speak or not, you are invited to send us written comments. All comments, whether written or oral, are treated the same and have equal weight. We will continue to accept scoping comments, that is, what issues you want us to consider in this analysis, until November the 5th, 2013. To the extent we can, we will also consider your comments submitted after that date. After scoping, we will write the draft environmental impact statement, collect public comments on the draft, prepare a final EIS, and make a decision on the application. This is the process. Once the scoping period closes on November the 5th, we will start preparing the draft EIS. First, we will prepare a scoping report that analyzes your input, and we will post this document to the EIS website. We will use this scoping report to formulate alternatives and issues to be addressed in the draft EIS. Once the draft is completed, we will post it on our website and distribute it to everyone on our mailing list. If you are not on the mailing list, you can sign up at the table by the door, or by using the postcards available here tonight, or on our website. There will be at least a 45-day comment period for you to review the draft EIS and submit comments. During the comment period on the draft EIS, You will be able to submit comments in writing or by email. We will also hold public hearings to receive oral comments on the draft EIS. After the close of the comment period on the draft EIS, we will begin to prepare the final EIS. Comments received on the draft EIS will be included in the final EIS, and we will respond in the document to the comments received. When the final EIS is completed, it will be sent to everyone on the mailing list and posted to our website. At the completion of the EIS process, the Department of Energy may or may not issue a presidential permit. If the Department of Energy were to issue a presidential permit, the transmission line and associated facilities could not be built unless and until all the other state, local, and federal permits are obtained. The other federal agencies involved in this in the preparation of the environmental impact statement are the U.S. Forest Service, White Mountain National Forest, for siting on forest lands, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New England District, for Clean Water Act permitting, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Region 1, for Clean Water Act issues. In summary, I would like you to consider 3 points. 1. Northern Pass made changes to their proposal of 2010, primarily concerning routing changes to the proposed line. These changes materially affect our analysis for the environmental impact statement. 2. The EIS informs decisions by the Department of Energy on the presidential permit, and also the U.S. Forest Service and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on their permitting processes. 3. This is your opportunity to make comments on the scope of our EIS, or to amend comments you may have made previously on the earlier proposal. In addition to comments at tonight's meeting, you may make comments in writing, which will be considered equally with all oral comments at scoping meetings, and all comments are posted to the EIS website. Okay, that's the process. If you have specific questions about the project itself, representatives from Northern Pass are here to discuss them with you. Again, thank you for coming.